You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. The Treaty Principles Bill was officially put to bed last week, as it was voted down in Parliament by all parties besides ACT. The bill has had a long time in the public spotlight and has been met with extensive criticism from across the political spectrum. Now that it's done, I asked Nancy Liu about whether the bill met the government's expectations and whether they'd explore something similar in the future. Last week we also saw a report released about harassment of female MPs. The harassment levels have been concerning to many, especially given targeted campaigns and posts from some members of parliament or political parties encouraging this harassment. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, Tom Rutherford was absent this week, so I spoke to Nancy Liu about these issues, beginning with the Treaty Principles Bill. I wanted to start off with the Treaty Principles Bill, which got voted down last week. In retrospect, was the Treaty Principles Bill a success in what the government set out to do with it?
Look, the government is voted in to fix the economy, to lower the cost of living. So I think there is no one word to answer that one question on any just one bill. Overall, I think it's very important to ask New Zealanders whether they feel slightly easier when they, you know, go to the supermarket checkout. But when it comes to the Treaty Principles Bill, it's been National's long-held position that we will support it to the Select Committee. And so people get to have a chance to talk about the issue, to see the issue in daylight. And we've made it also very clear from day one that we will not be supporting it through the second meeting.
Ex-leader David Seymour has expressed some intent to push similar policy in the future. Is this something that the National Party would be interested in supporting, especially given the pushback from the public?
Well, there are very different perspectives from the public, not just one. And I obviously, as a National Party Member of Parliament, I don't have any say or influence in how David Seymour would like to take his view to the public. But for, you know, for the National Party, we've always made it clear that it is too simple to have one bill, to have an entire country to talk about 185 years of history and complication and complexity. It is just too simple to assume that one bill will do it all. Or, in the matter of fact, if you know, Minister David Seymour were to do another one, that is really up to him. But in our position, the National Party sees it. It's just way too simple to assume one bill would do it all for 185 years.
All right, I wanted to move on to a recent study into harassment of female MPs in Aotearoa, which came out last week. Is this cause for concern for the National Party and the government?
I think it's cause concern for many people, including the National Party and the government, and that's why the Speaker of the House is actually looking at it very closely. And particularly for me, I'm a female MP. A lot of my colleagues are female MP, actually. In fact, I think 45.5%. Don't quote me on the points digit number, but I think around 45% of our parliament are female members of parliament. So the recent report is obviously very disappointing and very alarming for some, because when it comes to harassments or abuses, it matters and it varies depending on the person being impacted as well. So to hear that, I think is very disappointing, and look, I think all men and women should be able to participate in democracy without being abused, verbally, physically, online, offline. And so I think the research is great in terms of highlighting the issue, but I'm more concerned about what are now the solutions moving forward and options moving forward to try to fix that issue.
Yeah, within the National Party, are there protections and provisions in place at the moment, or I guess being put in place for female MPs to ensure their safety and well-being?
So there are a number of I would say useful tools or apps, for example, on our work phones that can help us when we feel concerned or when we feel threatened, and obviously we have police force as well. But in terms of the specific targets put in, I think it will also be some measurements put in to help female colleagues to feel slightly safer. A lot comes around with the knowing, the understanding, and to raise the concern and raise the issues in time so that we can, as a team, have the ability and the opportunity to try to fix it or reduce the impact as much as we can.
And often,
I'm part of the female, it's called Commonwealth Women's Parliamentarian Friendship Group, for example. Often we get together to share the learnings and the different risks and dangers that we feel or face, and often we find ourselves not alone. And so it's very important that we can lean on each other and to there are some tools that we use on our phone that are particularly helpful.
Yeah. Is the government considering also action to address these issues from a legislative perspective?
That I understand is something that the Speaker is working on. The Speaker and the relevant ministers and the teams are working on at the moment. They're exploring options. But once those options are made available for consultation or discussion, I'm sure myself included and all the female MPs will be very proactive in communicating that and making sure that whatever solution we come to at the end of the day is fit for purpose, to make sure that all the female MPs feel protected, feel safe, and feel not under the threat of abuse.
There's also been concerns that some political parties in Parliament have been perpetuating some of this harassment with targeted posts about comments made by female MPs or just various posts encouraging those sorts of attitudes. Is there any thought going towards this from the National Party or from the government?
I am very well aware that all of our National MP, my colleagues and my friends at National Party will not be doing that. We are very, very, we're fair and we are considerate. Unless you give me a particular example, I think we're probably thinking of a similar case on social media. But look, honestly, I think we as public figures should be, first of all, very, very mindful of what we put out online or in person in communication offline with others. Because, you know, being who we are, people do read into our conversations, people do read into our comments, and I think we should be very mindful of how we behave in public and also in private.
That was the National Party's Nancy Liu speaking to me about the Treaty Principles Bill and a recent report about harassment of female MPs.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.